This is Northwest News from KNKX. The Mariners plan to retire the number 11 jersey of retired slugger Edgar Martinez. It will happen in a ceremony this summer. That's also when the class of 2017 will be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. When the inductees were announced last week, Edgar's name was not on the list, but he got the most votes he has ever received. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about Edgar's chances and the changes he would like to see to the whole voting process.
Edgar Martinez had the best year of his candidacy so far, getting nearly 59% of the most recent ballots cast. Art, do you think he's worthy of the Hall of Fame?
I think he's worthy, and his trend is upward. He has a 10-year window of eligibility, as do all MLB players, and he's in his eighth year. I think there is momentum for the next couple of years to get him to the 75% figure that is required for Hall of Fame entry.
Let's recap and remind folks, who votes for the Hall of Fame?
The voters are the Baseball Writers of America, an organization that's been around since the 1930s. And these are newspaper writers, broadcasters who are very close to the game and spend a lot of time studying it, but are not part of Major League Baseball. There were 440 ballots this year, and they may increase or decrease based on the writer's decision about who is most qualified for the ballot.
You are a member of this organization. Do you vote?
I do not vote, and I've never voted, and I do that deliberately. I'm not alone in this because there are other organizations such as the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, who specifically forbid their writers from voting, and I agree with that. The journalists should be beholden to the readers, not to MLB or the private family foundation that runs the Hall of Fame. This is an unholy alliance, and I really do think that writers being involved with the selection of the most prestigious award in baseball is a conflict of interest. This has its roots back in the 1930s when baseball and newspapers were sort of co-promoters,
right?
Because it was a daily product, as was the baseball season. But that's gone away because newspapers are going away.
Oh.
And why continue this tradition? Well, baseball writers want it this way. I'm saying, no, its time has passed.
Well, who do you think should vote on the Hall of Fame?
I don't care. It's up to baseball to decide. And the biggest reason is the steroid issue, because journalists and baseball players and team executives and the commissioner knew that this was going on from the middle 80s all the way through the 90s and into the early 2000s, when baseball was shamed into developing a strict set of rules banning performance-enhancing drugs. But in that period, players such as Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds and many others were tainted by the allegations of steroid use. Other players who were using were in the shadow of the question, and everybody stayed silent until the Hall of Fame voting, when suddenly everybody gets very righteous and say, well, somebody said he was doing steroids. Well, what kind of proof is that? So it got so muddled now that one of the reasons that Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds had an uptick in their voting in this ballot was because Bud Selig, the commissioner, when all this was going on, was elected by a veterans committee to Hall of Fame status. And so some writers have said, well, if you're going to allow the commissioner, I guess you have to allow all the other alleged steroid users. But it's such an unprovable thing. It was indulged by everyone that I think the whole issue should be ignored or keep everybody out who was even mentioned in a newspaper article. In my opinion, keep the writers out, let baseball honor or dishonor those people that they can determine did steroids.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.